So what, how would you define a community? What makes something a community more than just a group of things?
Great question. So probably like a sense of like people wanting to go in the same direction or wanting to try and improve or they share the same vision. So, you know, it's not just a group of people who, you know, are hanging out. They're hanging out. They're doing lots of other things because they believe in the vision that community is trying to achieve.
Sort of common interest and common goals to a certain degree.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can have communities about everything, but in the one that I particularly lead, we have a motto of co-creating better testing. So, you know, we exist to try and improve the world of software testing, and all our members are obviously going to play a part in doing that. They believe that we can do that, and we offer multiple ways to, you know, let them try and do that. So, yeah, they feel like they're part of the wider picture, you know, the wider vision, and everyone can make a difference.
And what does the life cycle typically look like? What do you think is the typical flow from someone discovering a community to actually feeling like I am part of this community, like it to become almost a part of their identity?
I could probably share my own story about how that happened. So
that'd be awesome.
I went to a ministry of testing event in 2013, and it was my first one. And what we do at our conferences is we have what we call 99-second talks. So at the end of the conference day, it's like an open mic. Anyone can queue up and do a 99-second talk. And I gave a 99-second talk about wanting to blog more and share more, and that was, like, terrifying. Never been on a stage in my whole life. I did it, and that led to just becoming more active in the community. So I discovered the community. I managed to go to the conference. I discovered it on Twitter, actually. Managed to go to the conference. Then I enjoyed it there. I got to meet loads of great people. Then I went away. I started doing more active in their forums, started sharing more. I then got into public speaking. I then went back to the conference, I think 2 years later, and got to talk, do a full talk. And then like 6 years after that, I ended up running the company. But typically, I think people discover it. They digest the content. They then might start a few comments on the forum. They might start sharing things on social media and on our Slack. And then usually they move into the create space. And we, as I mentioned, our motto being co-create. We help them create content for the wider community. And then that can lead, you know, that could be writing, speaking. You know, we've got a huge community doing rackets at the moment. But either way, they start creating something. And then usually, like, the next step is usually kind of teaching or becoming like an advocate, you know, and really trying to encourage people into the wider community. And but yeah, there's so many ways through it, but that seems to be the most common one that we see.
That strikes me as being somewhat similar to university, where you have, you know, a first year student coming in, they're new to the place, they don't know anyone. And so they might go to some kind of get together meeting, some kind of hangout thing around orientation. And then over time, often perhaps an older upperclassmate might sort of guide them into stuff. And after they've been there several years, they're the ones mentoring the freshmen as they come in.
There's definitely factors of that. I would say as well, but slightly differently with like outside of university is that, you know, we would support anyone who wanted to share, you know, even if they're only a few years into, or not even that, a few months, you know, into their testing careers, we still believe they would have something to share. So we'd always, you know, be actively encouraging. But yeah, it's definitely a case of that. And again, you know, you work in software yourself, the world of testing is so broad that, you know, you usually end up with a few people who have experience similar to you. So they're the ones that kind of respond to your initial questions. And yeah, you start to build a bit of a rapport with them. And then obviously the more active you are, the more chances are that, you know, you're going to meet other people. But yeah, it's all about, you know, encouraging people to contribute, but also offering multiple ways for them to be a part of the community if they don't want to contribute.
So you mentioned there is a very large offline component to you becoming an active member in the community and then over time increasing your participation. How have you seen, especially over the past year with online communities being almost the only option. How can you bring sort of that offline meeting in person, hanging out kind of thing onto the internet? Or do you really just, is it almost impossible to replicate that in-person community feel?
I think I'm doing a lot of work in this space at the moment to try and bridge these gaps. So we moved online really quickly when first lockdown hit, and we actually feel, and we've had the feedback from the community, that we were one of the very few testing conferences that managed to do online really well. And I think it's because we are a wider community. So we're not just a conference. So when people came to our online conference, they were chatting and engaging, in the chat, and that was really rapid. But I think if you think about community at its core, and when you have these physical events, it's about, it's about having the space where people can connect and chat. We talk about hallway conversations a lot at conferences. So obviously you don't really get that when you're doing an online event. But what we can do is we had a networking tab to encourage conversation. We have blogging clubs. We do our social questions that we have on Twitter, which people can reply to. So again, a good community will design ways for people still to get those connections. But yeah, you can't really replicate the bumping into someone in a corridor and, ending up chatting for ages. It's got to be different, but we can still have people connecting, which, every community should really be striving for, even if it's a bit harder at the moment.
Right. It feels like that's sort of the component that takes something from just being almost a content source, right? That people show up and they find something, maybe they comment, to being something where they feel a personal connection to others in the community. There's the classic book Bowling Alone that talks about the basically smaller natural social networks inside communities and sort of the death of them in more modern times. But it's sort of like where people are coming together in these ad hoc groups for bowling teams, and they have that thing in common, and they're in this smaller, tight-knit group to sort of interact more directly, and that builds a community. And I've seen a lot of online communities, or even in workspaces with tools like Donut on Slack, where you try to do like a one-on-one talk with people to help people sort of match up and make friends, not in a dating sense, but in a just, getting to know people sense. Have you found anything like that works well to build more of a personal connection?
Yeah, we actually do use Donut at Ministry of Testing. So we have an active channel on Slack that people can join, and, it randomly pairs you up. And we've had, lots of people have had, success in that. Again, it's one of these things that you need to educate people to make them understand how it works. You don't want to be missing these appointments because all these calls, because, it's not fair on the other person. But we found absolutely that they are enabling connecting people on the platform we used for our conference last week. We used a tool that connected you for 3 minutes, and we had the tool last year, but we didn't really fancy using it. But we thought, why not this year? And people loved it. But yeah, absolutely. Again, there's so many tools that we can use to get people connecting. We're on Racket right now, and our community have started using that. Your volleys, your Ask Me Anything features. Again, it's that setting up something to connect people.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your insights.
No problem. Thank you for having me off here. Hope you have a great day.
You too.